I think, I mean, each day's a new day for that. And I mean, just like, you know, a brand new guy in here now, it's a couple weeks, so it's getting better. But, you know, again, it's new day, new game plan. So for him, it's, you know, a lot of new territory.
How would you evaluate Fitzpatrick's performance this season?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I think between Ryan and myself, when we talk about each game, you know, there's some things that we could do better. You know, from a coach's standpoint, too, to help him out. And then there's some things that he knows that, you know, he's required to do. And especially on third down, I think that's when we're, you know, we're really dependent on him. You know, it's a down where you're judged on as a quarterback. And, you know, last week he did some good things as far as getting us into the right run there in the second half. I mean, some of those things were him. So, you know, I just think each game's a different game. And he's had his good games, and he's had some games where we think he could do better.
What is he doing best, George? What do you have the most confidence in him doing?
I mean, when we're going into the game plan, I feel confident that he knows how we want to play the game. And, you know, Jacksonville game was a good example of that. You know, we didn't turn the ball over. We didn't really take many chances that we, you know, we could have given them an opportunity to get the ball in their territory. So, you know, he's trying to execute the game plan, whatever it is each week we're asking him to. It's different. You know, it's not the same way each way how we want to play the game.
When you go into this game, is there more – you guys are not winning the time of possession battle despite having a big rushing team. Is it extra important, considering luck, to try to control the ball more to keep him on the bench?
Yeah, I mean, with each game, that's really one of our goals, is to really move the chains and get first downs. You know, if we're running the ball, then, you know, maybe we're not getting the 50-yard chunks. Sometimes we do in the running game. And then on third down, it's just, you know, getting it back to first down for us, a chance to really play action, run the ball, do everything in our favor. I mean, you know, when it's third and manageable, those are the downs that we expect to get, and that's going to help our time of possession. That's going to keep, you know, the offense off the field, whoever it is.
Javier Posey, does he have a pretty good understanding of what you guys want to do offensively?
Yeah, I mean, he's been here all spring. You know, he hasn't had a chance to get out there in a game, and, you know, he knows the way we've talked to him that each week is a new week, and he's gone out there and practiced hard each week, too. So there's no complaining from him or anything. It's a matter of him just improving his game, and he's done that, and he's taken the challenge. And, you know, it's the same thing this week for him.
You guys going in possibly without Andre and Garrett playing two backups. Talk about the backup tight ends and Keyshawn Martin.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are, you know, professional football players, and I've said it all along. It's their responsibility to really, you know, perform their role, and if their role is a backup, that's to be ready when the first team player isn't there. And if that's the case this week, then it's their job to be ready. Now we put them in situations in practice where, you know, it'll simulate as much as we can from a game standpoint. But, you know, ultimately when we get out there on game day, if they're out there, then, you know, we'll just call their number just like we would, you know, depending on the play, any other particular player that's out there.
Seems like Ryan Griffin has been a little more involved in the passing game recently. Is that him doing things better, or is that what he?
I mean, you know, when we call the tight end's number, a lot of times it's a mix of run and pass. A lot of times we're running the ball, and they've been a big factor in us being an effective running team. So, you know, it's releases, it's getting open, and Ryan's done that a couple times last week. You know, he was open, you know, on a play action pass that we were able to hit him. But he's done a good job, and, you know, when Garrett was unable to go a couple weeks ago, just really stepping in, you know, unannounced. It's a little bit different when you know that you're getting ready to play as opposed to, you know, your finger snapping, you're in there. And that's kind of how he took that game and, you know, proved last week, and, you know, we're expecting the same this week.
In New England, y'all use the tight end as slot receivers like crazy. Mm-hmm. You haven't done that much here, beyond the obvious of the players themselves. Why do you throw the ball so much? Don't you utilize them more here like you did there?
Well, I mean, last game we threw the ball 19 times, and, you know, there's only a handful of opportunities for everybody. You know, Arian Foster has done well for us consistently in his career. Pretty dependable player really every game, and, you know, so we expect a lot out of Arian, and he's performed for us. And a lot of those times when we're not throwing the football, it ends up being in Arian's hands, which – from a coaching standpoint, we feel real comfortable in.
So if you did have to throw a lot more, you would probably utilize them more?
Well, I mean, I think that some of the games that we've thrown a little bit more, they've caught more balls. I think that it's just a matter of, you know, how the game's being played more than anything. You know, we want to control the ball, just like you alluded to earlier, and, you know, the way that we do that is run the football.